Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you find us. Curiosity meet gratitude. My name is Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. In this episode, we're going to be looking at something that probably seems normal, but to me, I find it pretty extraordinary. And it's an article that I found over at Reason.com. Now, for those of you that haven't been to Reason.com, I do need to tell you that it's one of my favorite news sources. It reports the news from a slant, but the slant is usually towards the idea that people have their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that the stuff you own is yours, and that you should be able to make choices with it. And what a neat way to report the news. And they've been reporting with this slant for a very long time. I think longer than I've been alive. I was born in 1978, and I think Reason's been around significantly longer than that. So Reason's got a nonprofit foundation that kind of works behind them, and then they also have their website and the publications that come up there. So it's a little interesting, the idea of a free market, you know, entrepreneurial enterprise sort of business, for me to be able to write them after reading this article and say, hey, I want to read the entirety of this article. I found it was so amazing. I want to read the entirety of this article. It fits my podcast. Will you please let me do that? And you know what? The producer, the publisher, right over at Reason.com, Chris, said, absolutely, I can go ahead and do that. I have to do a couple things. One, I need to establish with the audience that this is not my words. They come from J.D. Tucciel. I think that's how you pronounce his name, T-U-C-C-I-L-L-E. I don't know how to pronounce that, but we'll just call him J.D. from here on out. Second, right? I need to include show notes. So if you like this article enough, want to share it with somebody else, hey, the show notes are going to have a link to that. And then third, I'm going to put a short excerpt in my post when I get this out there. So that way search engines might be able to find it. Now, the article's title is really curious. It's the phrase, specialization is for insects. The subtitle says, in praise of self-sufficiency. We talk a lot about being curious, being resourceful, looking at your surroundings, and finding things to be grateful for in them. And here, JD tells an amazing story. So let me clear my throat quick, and I'm going to read you his words. After I dropped out of law school many years ago, my dwindling bank account and I stumbled into the anemic job market of a recession-battered Boston. Did anybody care to offer a soft landing behind a desk to a formal financial editor who dabbled with a legal education? Not so much, it turned out. Fortunately, I wasn't a one-trick pony. I was able to make a buck in a variety of ways, most of them legal. For the next year or so, I put food on the table and rent checks in my landlord's pocket by taking temp gigs, working as a paid experimental subject for the city's mini medical researchers, and transporting the tools required by a handyman on my motorcycle. Could I repaint your house? Of course. Did I mind splitting firewood? My pleasure. Would I refinish aging wood floors? Sure. Just give me a day to recover from that weird cocaine experiment while I pick the brains of the guys at the hardware store. Specialization is for insects. The science fiction author Robert A. Heinlein famously wrote, a human being should be able to change a diaper, plan an invasion, butcher a hog, con a ship, design a building, write a sonnet, balance accounts, build a wall, set a bone, comfort the dying, take orders, give orders, cooperate, act alone, solve equations, analyze a new problem, pitch maneuver, program a computer, cook a tasty meal, fight efficiently, and die elegantly. That's a hell of a lot higher standard than I can meet. But Heinlein's ideal of a wide-ranging competency is an excellent goal, however imperfectly any of us might achieve it. The key in this pursuit is a willingness to push the boundaries of our comfort zone. It's easy to fall into familiar patterns, exercising a few skills that we've mastered and defining ourselves by our daily habits. Have I decided that I'm a stubborn white-collar guy or suburban white-collar guy? Well, then it's tempting to turn a host of hands-on tasks over to plumbers, roofers, and other specialists. Those specialists, in turn, might be every bit as limited as me outside of their comfort zones. In good times, that's a fine arrangement. Why should I do a mediocre job of repairing my roof if I can pay somebody to do it well? Sure, that means we become dependent on the availability, honesty, and affordability of specialists, but a division of labor is a necessity in life so that we don't expend all of our energy on trying to do everything ourselves. But life has a way of throwing us curveballs. A pipe bursts on a Saturday evening, or a tire gets punctured beyond cell phone reception, or the fix-it list for the electrician picks up a price tag beyond the reach of the budget. Or maybe we emerge from school into a job market that sniffs at our formal credentials. Then our efficient but dependency-producing confinement to a few familiar skills becomes a trap that leaves us frantic, stranded, or broke. Can we master everything? Not a chance. But we should be willing to think of challenges as opportunities to learn new skills. If the bathtub stops draining, can we try 30 minutes of YouTube and $20 worth of tools before we drop $150 on a plumber? How much could we take on ourselves if the specialists on our contact list were unavailable or cost too much? What can we do that will keep us warm and plumb through the bankruptcy of an employer, a nasty recession, or some other unexpected shift in the employment market? There's probably no way to completely live up to Heinlein's ideal of a swashbuckling, number-crunching poet. I can't even claim that I was good at everything I did to stay afloat in Boston. I'd still like another crack at that first floor I refinished, but I was good enough to make a go of it. Being good at something you love is a great feeling. Being good at something you love and good enough at some things that can keep your books balanced through tough times is better. So JD and the team at Reason, thank you for letting me share that with this audience. We did an entire episode about the hashtag It's Okay to Be New, that feeling when you're stretched out of your comfort zone into something new. And everybody knows that the queen of It's Okay to Be New is Elle Marquez, who, if you haven't yet followed on Twitter, because maybe you're not on Twitter, that's fine. But if you were going to join Twitter to follow Elle Marquez, it would be worth the subscription, right? She sets an example a lot like JD does of get in there, go try it. Yes, it feels uncomfortable. And yes, you can learn and grow and be your better self through the experience of trying something outside of your comfort zone. We love sharing that message on this podcast. And JD and the team at Reason, thank you for letting me share your words to help echo that message today. I didn't read them exactly perfectly, but I read them close enough, I hope, to the spirit and the intent of what you were trying to say. So thank you very much for that. Now, dear listeners, please go over to reason.com, take a look at this article. It'll be in the show notes below. And if you want to say thank you to JD, he's got his engagement links down towards the bottom. You'll see his Twitter and other things like that where you can engage him. All right, so let's wrap this episode up. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with somebody that you know. And if you're joining us just for this episode, we are so glad you can make it. But if you want to stick around for the long haul, feel free to go over to the subscribe links over at parkingthought.com, and there you'll find curated links for your favorite podcast app, the Stitcher, the Spotify, the YouTube, all of those things right there ready to go. And if you don't want to even click those links, but you just want to search in your app, I'm sure you'll be able to find us on the Stitcher, the Spotify, the Podbean, and all the things above. If you can't, let me know. It means I missed something. And I don't mind stretching myself out of my comfort zone to find out where I might be able to improve. Now, in every episode, we finish with this. To remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?